Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
High Noon, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. It is a Patriots Friday. We'll get into Pats and Bucks on Sunday. That was Steph Diggs talking about the big matchup this weekend. I hear it could go badly for the Patriots. I mean, if they don't win this game, it could go quite badly for them. It could be bad.
I have an equally hot take. It'll be fine.
Oh, you think it'll be fine?
I think it'll be fine. I think if they lose, it'll be fine. I don't think they're going to win out.
I think you're going to punch that take up with like a lot of silence around it.
Just dead air.
How I think you punch that up.
Dead air. Two people not talking to each other.
I hear it can go badly, though, for the Patriots on Sunday. So you can discuss at 617-779-7937. We are getting a lot of feedback to Bob Ryan.
Yeah.
I just think the man's trying to reinvent himself. I was thinking about this in the
break.
Could be. You know, he's like a regular Madonna, Keith.
Smart.
You were mentioning Around the Horn, horny.
Yeah.
The sports reporters might still be a show if they started punching it up like this.
Oh, yeah.
Sports, food, and babes takes.
Just asking.
That's why the sports reporters died. That's why that show is no longer on TV anymore.
Do you think if you got Mitch Albom and Bob Ryan and Mike Lupica and put them on set and just put up pictures of babes? Yay or nay, babes?
That's a good idea.
Like, no.
Yeah, no.
Boo, gross. Yeah, I like that one.
Who's the tat guy?
Lupica. Yeah, Lupica's all over that.
Lupica freak.
And then you could hear those guys debate the merits of that AI-created woman. Like, what do you think of her? That might be the new sports reporters.
Mixed it with Takes Most Damn Usual.
Yeah, right. And then you mix in a quick.
Well, yeah, then you get
who
like
who could have been good without an injury. You know, modern science, how long would Bobby Orr have played? You get into some of that, too.
All right. So it's high noon-ish here on Jones and Keith. You can discuss all of it, everything we've tackled here on the show today. We got the weekend review. It's a busy one. Coming up at 12:45.
I don't have my keys yet.
You got
yet.
Your keys over
no,
there, Keith?
I keep going back down the hall to get cornbread. I keep forgetting the keys.
That makes sense. We don't have the keys until 1 o'clock to Patriots and
I've
Buccaneers.
I've had four large pieces of cornbread.
So stay tuned for it.
It's too much.
Sick bread,
I just checked
bro.
It out. That tray is a crime scene.
Yeah, it's too much, Bill. That's mostly my fault. Hand in the air on that. I just went in there. It's for everybody. Before everybody gets on my case, it's for everybody.
Dark and stormy night. Pass or smash, Bob Ryan edition.
Pass or smash. Like that guy that does it on Instagram.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Bob,
you should have a guest picker.
What was it again?
Triple double smash.
Respectfully pass. That's the best part where that guy goes, respectfully pass.
What did you say?
Respectfully.
No, it's something before that. You said guest picker or something like that?
Yeah, he should be a guest picker. That guy should have Bob Ryan on.
Oh, yeah.
And they can go through whatever you want.
Now that is
famous actresses of the 1950s. Be great.
617-779.
By the way, not to give everything away just yet.
Yeah.
I believe we have six nominees for Brag of the Week.
I'm pretty sure we had like six in one phone call earlier today.
That's also true.
Okay, so it's going to be jam-packed. A busy field.
Good honorable mentions this week, too, but we have six to get to.
Loaded field.
Yeah.
We'll do that at 12:45. The Milkman, Milton Williams, joins us on a Patriots Friday in the 1 o'clock hour as well. Maybe we'll ask him some Bob Ryan-inspired questions. Maybe
I think we will.
I think we probably should. Yeah. He's the greatest sports writer of all time, Keith. No disrespect.
He is?
So Patriots and Bucks this weekend. I don't want to give away our picks yet without hearing the keys.
Thank you.
Less than an hour from now. Who's got a better chance to win the Super Bowl this year, though, Keith? Out of the two teams on the field this weekend, Bucks are in a good spot at home, off the bye, getting healthier.
Yeah.
2.5-point favorites. Who's got the better chance to win the Super Bowl this year, the Pats or the Bucks?
Well, this sounds very homerish, but I'm going to go with the Patriots, and a couple of reasons. One of it might be recency bias. The Bucks didn't play last week, and the two games prior to that, they didn't look very good. They lost, although to a good team. And then they did beat the Saints, but it was kind of not a very impressive performance. So that's like the most recent run. Meanwhile, the Patriots, I know they just barely won their last game too, so you could throw that in my face. But they're on this long winning streak. Drake May looks like the MVP of the league. I also think there's a chance that the AFC road versus the NFC, the AFC is going to be easier, not easy, but easier
than the NFC.
Yeah, so if you have to say the Lions and the Rams and the Eagles and the Packers, you might have to play all three of those teams to get out of the NFC and then beat whoever comes out of the AFC. So I think it's really close. I think these are two teams that are kind of similar. Like, neither are the favorite in their respective conferences, nor should they be, but they're not that far below, right? Like, you might only pick three teams in the AFC better. You might only pick three teams in the NFC better. So I'm going to take the Patriots, but it's close.
So I think your process there is right. And even though the Vegas odds favor Tampa, I think you said earlier today, they're plus 2,500 to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Pats are plus 3,000, something
like
that.
Yeah, but basically there's like one team in between them, so they're basically grouped together.
I think the way you look at it is right. The NFC is going to be more difficult to play your way out of the conference than the AFC.
Yeah.
And I think the teams are pretty similar. Again, Bucks are 2.5-point favorites this weekend. Vegas is telling you on a neutral field they're pretty even teams. So the NFC, Philly, Tampa is currently the 2 seed in the NFC. You are currently, well, now the 3 seed after the Broncos won last night. We'll get to them in Thursday Night Football coming up about 20 minutes from now. Seattle's at 6-2. Green Bay, the Rams, the Niners, the Lions. Then you get further down out of the playoff picture. I don't know how many of those teams I trust.
No.
But I think that's going to be a way tougher field. In fact, right now, those are the 7 playoff teams. You got to play your way out of that.
Yeah.
If you're the Bucks. The Patriots have to deal with teams like the Broncos, who almost lost to the Raiders last night, although in fairness, you lost to the Raiders earlier this year. The Colts, who still have Daniel Jones at the end of the day, I don't truly believe in. Let's see if Sauce Gardner changes my outlook on that. But I don't truly believe in them. The Steelers right now are the 4 seed. You lost to them. I don't think they look great. Then you have Buffalo, Kansas City, Baltimore, two of those teams on the outside of the playoffs looking in. Those are teams I'd respect, and I think those are going to be challenging games. But I think the AFC is easier to play your way out of. So my answer would be exactly the same, that the Patriots are the pick. And, oh, by the way, then you can get into looking at the schedule. We said the Patriots have 3 tough games left, including the Bucks, right?
Yeah, you see the Bucks. The Bucks actually, it really lightens up. You see their next 3 games?
Okay. The Patriots, if we're going to say the Bucks are a tough game for the Pats are a tough game for the Bucks.
Yep.
Then vis-a-vis at Buffalo, at the Rams.
That's as tough as a back-to-back as you're going to have.
Okay, they have Carolina twice.
And then it opens up.
Carolina's, you know, not a bad team, not the horrible team we thought earlier this year. They are 5-4. They have Carolina twice. They still have Atlanta. Arizona's playing better, not great.
They did,
but better with Brissett.
They barely beat Atlanta week 1, so they have them again, although they do have them at home.
I think Tampa has a harder schedule. So I think there's a chance the Patriots are sitting here 12 or 13 wins.
Well, not only that.
The Bucks are sitting there with 10 or 11. It's going to be harder to play your way out of the NFC, especially if you drop off at all in the NFC. I think the Pats have a better chance of winning the Super Bowl this year.
Pats have a better chance at the number 1 overall seed than the Bucks do, so that would also give you reason to say they have a better chance. I wouldn't predict either one, but they have the better chance. Just that's why this is such a big swing game in that sense. Plus, the Bucks have already had the bye, so the Pats are 7-2. The Bucks come into this one 6-2. I think that it's an interesting case though, because both are in a pretty good spot. I think certainly the Patriots are playing way above expectation, more so than the Bucks. But the Bucks weren't like a lock, stud team. They weren't getting a lot of credit.
We both had them in the Super Bowl.
Not long shots as much, but like a dark horse candidate.
Yeah, but when we both had them in the Super Bowl, people were like,
what are you doing?
Yeah. So I don't think they were thought of as that kind of team coming into the year either, but the Patriots were maybe not even a playoff team.
Yeah.
Never mind an actual contender.
But they're also both capitalizing on really good quarterback play and good overall defenses. And the Bucs have never really been at full strength, and they may never be at full strength. Because if they are, their offensive skill position guys are better than the Patriots guys.
100%.
But just, we haven't seen him. I mean, Evans is on IR. It doesn't look like Irving's back. Doesn't look like Godwin's back.
It's another good point. Is Godwin going to play? I thought the update I saw yesterday is hopefully he's back by the end of the month.
Maybe the beginning of December.
Yeah. So, like, what's he going to look like?
And Bucky Irving's missed practice all week so far.
Evans isn't due back until late in the year. What's he going to look like? Bucky still can't get off the field. They didn't put Abuka him on IR. They thought he'd be back. He didn't return to practice coming off the bye week.
Yeah.
So they're banged up. And I assume they'd be healthier coming off the bye week. They may not be. Guys that I thought were coming back, Godwin and Bucky Irving, they're not back.
Yep.
Same question, Keith, but with the quarterbacks. We both take the Patriots to win the Super Bowl this year before we take the Buccaneers. Which quarterback are you taking on Sunday, Drake May or Baker Mayfield?
This one kills me, but I am going to go with Drake May. He's on just too much of a heater. He has a bad game, and he puts up 100 quarterback rating, and they win. So I'm like, at this point, I'm not going to bet against him. I think the rest of the way, like, yeah, I'll take Allen over him, and I'll probably take Lamar if we do the same game the rest of the season. Baker's close. Baker's having a really, really good year. But similar to how I described their team, he was...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Was favorite for the MVP. And then the last two games we saw him, I don't know if it cost him the MVP, but it certainly knocked him off from being top two or three, like kind of seed for that. So I think on Sunday you kind of have to go with Drake May. He's playing better than almost everybody in the league.
That's a good point by Rather Be Golfing on which team you'd take. He said Tampa has done this mostly not fully healthy. So not fully healthy. The Patriots, unlike the Patriots, rather. Now the Patriots have just lost some players recently. Booty played half of the last game. They didn't have Stevenson. I mean, they went the first month without Gonzo.
I was going to say, like, their
first three games.
Their two losses were without Gonzalez.
Good point.
So I mean,
they haven't lost since they got Gonzo, but good point.
Gonzo's undefeated.
Yeah.
And, like, we'll see how he is. He's off the injury report now.
But
he had like, banged his head.
I think the Patriots are going to get healthier. Stevenson and Booty, I don't think, are going to be out for a long period of time. Although Fowler had that interesting line the other day, or Graziano, I forget which, about they don't know when they're getting Stevenson back.
But it's also the first game they're going to go.
Not spotted at the early portion of practice.
Yeah, those guys, I don't expect
them
out there.
They're all out. No, but this will be the first game they go into without either guy. Like, to start.
Yep.
Obviously, Booty left, and so they played a lot of the game without Ramondre Stevenson. They're starting running back, Kayshon Booty. They're starting wide receiver who plays the most snaps normally at receiver. So, yeah, they're not as banged up as the Bucs, but, like, they're starting to deal with it a little bit.
And I think they're going to get their guys back quicker. I don't think Godwin is nowhere near coming back. Neither is Evans. Who knows when they're getting Irving back. So, anyway, to answer the previous question, though, I'd take Drake May on Sunday over Baker Mayfield for a lot of the reasons you said. Let me reframe the question. 2 minutes left, you're down a field goal. Who do you trust more?
Baker.
Me too.
Baker's done it a lot already this year and in his career. So that's one thing that we've seen. It certainly doesn't mean Drake May can't do it, but that is a spot where I would be scared. I would be like, if I'm on defense for either team and it comes down to that, I'd be probably betting on the offense.
Yeah, right.
And honestly, but
I'm
like,
not saying Drake May wouldn't come through there.
I think Baker, though, I'd be like, oh, crap.
I'd have confidence in Drake May, although... You know, when they needed to finish off some drives last week against the Falcons, they didn't do it the first time. They did the second time on that third down throw to Hunter Henry. I'm not saying I wouldn't have faith in Drake May in that spot. I just have more faith in Baker there.
And we saw how Michael Penix Jr. moved down the field really the one drive late in the game. And, you know, he didn't even take advantage of some of the matchups as much as he should have. I feel like Baker Mayfield would. And he's just got a little bit of that, like, clutch fourth quarter thing to him. Like, he's a guy that's kind of scary in that spot.
All of their first three wins were that kind of game for Baker Mayfield.
Weren't they, like, down 10 every fourth quarter? They had some weird stat where, like, it was just game-winning drives, but it was, like, comebacks every fourth quarter.
Yeah, now it was Atlanta, Houston, and the Jets in retrospect.
Yeah, no, not the best teams.
But still, those are good comeback wins there, or comeback wins anyway, for Baker Mayfield. So I'd say I'd trust him more in that spot, but who would I rather have on Sunday? I'd rather have Drake May. Bill Barnwell, ESPN, went through his MVPs through 9 weeks of the year. Where do you think Drake May checked in, Keith? He's arguably the MVP of the league. Where do you think he checked in?
Third?
Fifth.
Fifth? I would have maybe met he had fourth. So what does he have, Allen and Mahomes above him?
He has Allen 4, Mahomes 1. You want to guess the other two?
Jonathan Taylor.
No, they're all quarterbacks.
Oh, that's lame. Matt Stafford.
Stafford is 2.
Indiana Jones?
Nope, good guess.
Goff?
Sam Darnold.
Oh, yeah, Darnold's been good.
But Mahomes, like, Stafford, Darnold, Allen, Drake May at number 5.
Lame.
He says the downsides for May are that he's played a relatively light schedule of opposing defenses.
Here we go. Because the other teams have only played the 85 Bears.
The average team he faces ranks 19th in QBR against. He says, and like Jalen Hurts, May has only thrown 4 interceptions. He's taken sacks at a almost 12% clip, the second worst rate in the league. I think people way overrate this. Some of those sacks can be a product of an offensive line that's more competent than overwhelming up front, but many of them are on the quarterback. If you don't believe me when I say that, ask May himself, Barnwell writes. That said, there's a 5-person tier at the top of these rankings, and May is firmly ensconced in that top 5. Barnwell also has Vrabel 2 in Coach of the Year behind Steichen.
Yeah, I mean, hard to argue with Steichen, too. They're in a similar boat where I don't think either team was a lock to make the playoffs by any means, and they have the, you know, tied for the best record going into this week. So, yeah, I don't hate that one.
Yeah,
he has time to close and win.
I think Steichen probably deserves it.
Yeah.
At this point in time, I thought he was on the hot seat coming into the year. Like, week 2, it was him and Mike McDaniel, and I'm like, This is the hot seat bowl. Like, whoever loses this is going to be out of a job.
If they finish with the same record, I feel like Steichen could get it. If it's one game difference, though, I think they'd give it to Vrabel.
And
it might come down to just that.
Daniel Jones has been good.
Yeah.
Drake May is arguably the MVP. So I just think the better Drake May plays, the more that does hurt Vrabel in the coach of the year discussion, if that makes sense. Like, people are going to look at it and go, are the Patriots good because of Vrabel or May? And my answer would be May.
But this could be a year where they both get credit, because either way, they went into the season with an 8.5 over-under win total.
No, but I guess my point, I understand that, my point would be, like, I think Indy might be more to do with the coach than...
In the running back.
No, but you know what I mean? That running back's been there.
I get what you mean.
Like, yeah. Drake May breaking out is why the Patriots are so good, whereas in Indianapolis, you could say it's more Steichen getting the most out of the team. I don't think it's singularly Daniel Jones. It is a healthy year for Jonathan Taylor. But I would lean more him in the coach of the year debate, but they're probably 1-2.
Speaking of the Colts, real quick, just because we were doing this with some of the other teams, they still have at Kansas City and at Seattle and 2 games with Jacksonville. So, like, the Colts 7-2 is obviously a great record. They have the Germany game, I think, this weekend.
They play the Falcons this weekend.
Yeah, so they have the early game, and then they have a bye, but then they got some tough division games.
They historically do not win at Jacksonville either.
Yeah, so at Jacksonville, at Kansas City, at Seattle, in like a 4-game stretch, they play those 3 road games.
Those are the old Colts, though.
These are new Colts.
These are new Colts.
They're a new sheriff in town.
Young Colts. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here. On a Patriots Friday on Jones and Keefe, who has the better chance of winning the Super Bowl, the Bucs or the Pats? Which quarterback would you take on Sunday, Drake May or Baker Mayfield? And, of course, all your thoughts on this weekend's game. We can circle back to Kyle Williams, some comments from Josh McDaniels about his role in Sunday's game without Kayshon Boutte, we anticipate, on Sunday. But we should get to Thursday night football. The Broncos did, in fact, beat the Raiders last night. Low-scoring game with more penalties than points or first downs.
You even called it a loss yesterday.
It didn't feel that way.
Yeah, it did.
And yet the Broncos are 8-2 and currently sitting on top of the AFC. Are they contenders or pretenders? We'll get to that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.